offensive. Mm-hmm. She was just simply, and this is the reason I refer to her as a matronly mm-hmm. Lady, because that means that she's elderly. Mm-hmm. And but this is what she's known mm-hmm. all of her life.
Well, I say mm-hmm. black now, but I always used to say nigger, just all the time. Mm-hmm. I never said nigger. I was taught never to say it, and I never said it, as far mm-hmm. as I know. What's another older term for black people, a polite term? In fact, some old blacks still prefer to be called.
A cupboard, I guess.
Yeah, I've definitely heard people say that they like that better than black, old people.
Well, because black was an epithet at one time. Mm-hmm. See, now it's, mm-hmm. In modern days, it's beautiful.
Okay, and you mentioned several for whites. Are there any other derogatory terms for whites?
I don't think so. That I of course, the more modern term, you know, honky.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What would you
Which is always interesting to me, because a honky is an ice cream bar covered with chocolate.
By George, I think you're right. I hadn't thought about that.
And that always amuses me.
Yeah, it's so, chocolate covered, so why would you use it for a white person? It's a chocolate covered ice cream bar.
So if a white person is a honky, that means that he's good, because a honky is delicious.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sorry, I have to smile about that, because I told that to my children. Mm-hmm. And I say, so if you tell a man that he's a honky, that means, I said, don't you love honkies? And they said, yes. I said, well, see sure. what you're saying. Then when you call the man a honky, you're saying, I love you.
Gee. No, I like that. I'd forgotten about the ice cream bar, because uh-huh. I just heard it used in the racial way. Uh-huh. What would you call a child born of a racially mixed marriage?
I would call them anything, but I think generally they refer to maybe as half-breeds.
How about the term mulatto?
Mulatto could very well be. Mm-hmm.
Do you know?
But I always thought the mulatto child, though, was, this is just subjective, I suppose, was a child who was very fair of skin.
Mm. Is there another term?
Although he's racially mixed.
Is there another term for a light skin?
I guess albino would be one.
How about high yellow? Do you know that?
And a high yellow. Mm-hmm.
How about bright? Do you ever hear that?
Bright. These are older terms. Oh, mm-hmm. The high yellows and the bright are older terms referring to blacks or to Negroes. Not necessarily who were racially mixed, but who just simply were very bright or light mm-hmm. Or fair complexions.
Do you have terms for people who are just maybe 1/4 black or 1/8 black or something like that?
There probably are, but I don't know them.
I've heard these, quadroon and octoroon, but
no, I've not.
It's not anything I would ever have used.
Well, and that's interesting.
Let's see, to get all of these are derogatory names for just all sorts of groups. Some of them I'm sure you don't have a derogatory name for, so just say so if you don't. What would you call Orientals? Or slang names, not necessarily derogatory.
Uh-huh. I guess they are probably referred to most commonly as chinks.
Okay. Are those Chinese or any Oriental?
I think basically maybe any Oriental.
How about Roman Catholics?
I don't know what they are.
Okay. How about Protestants, a very fundamentalist?
I don't know what they are either.
All right. How about derogatory names for Jews?
For Jews? I can't think of one.
Okay. American Indians?
No, other than Redskin. Mm-hmm. But that's not necessarily derogatory.
Most of these are not relevant in the South, because the people don't live in the South in large numbers, and so it just hasn't grown up. Any names for Germans?